Rosh Hashanah, Chapter 3, Mishnah 2. This Mishnah discusses the laws of what type of a horn is a kosher for a shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Kol ha-shofaros kasherin, all shofars are kosher, chutz mishal para, except for a horn that comes from a cow. Mepnei shehu keren, because we find in Scripture that it's not called a shofar, it's called a keren. A keren means a horn. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, he argues, and he says, "Balo kol shofaros nikru keren." We find that all shofars are also referred to as a keren in Scripture, in the Torah. Shenemar, as it's written, "Bimshoch bekeren hayovel," when you will extend the keren, the horn of the yovel, of the ram, meaning the blowing, when you'll extend the blowing of the keren, the horn of the ram. And we know we use a ram's horn as a shofar, so, and we see it's referred to as well as a keren. And that's the end of the Mishnah. The Talmud actually discusses that the sages responded to Rabbi Yossi, whose opinion we do not follow, and they said that the reason why we do not use a cow is because all shofars are truly, in fact, they are referred to as a keren. But the para, the cow, is only referred to as a keren. It's never referred to as a shofar. The second reason the Talmud says why is because a prosecution can never be used as a defense. And we know that the sin of the golden calf, a calf being a baby cow, reminds God of the sin of, whenever we bring something that comes from a cow, it reminds God, it prosecutes us, and reminds God of the sin of the golden calf. And so we cannot use something which is a prosecution against the Jewish people as a defense, which is what the shofar is all about, asking God for mercy. Mishnah 3. Shofar shall Rosh Hashanah shall Yael. The shofar of Rosh Hashanah should be of a goat. Pashut, and it should be a straight horn. Upiv mitzupe zahav, and its mouth should be covered. The mouthpiece should be covered with gold. Ushtei chatzot ros min hatzdadin. And in the base hamigdash, in the temple, when they would blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, they would have two trumpets on its at the side, the sides of the person blowing the shofar. I just want to clarify that what the Talmud explains, that there is, number one, another opinion, Rabbi Yehuda in the Talmud, that tells us to use actually a rounded horn as opposed to a straight horn, as this Mishnah says, which is the custom today. The Talmud discusses the reasonings for these things, and also the Talmud explains when it says that the mouthpiece of the shofar was covered with gold, that you cannot have the actual place where the blower puts their mouth covered with gold, because then it wouldn't be considered as if they're blowing the shofar. But so it means that the just up from the edge of the mouthpiece is where they would put gold. And the Mishnah continues, shofar marech, the shofar would be blown for a lengthier extent of time. The chatzotzros mekatzros, and the trumpets, which were being blown simultaneously, would be blown for a shorter length of time. Shemitzvah hayom b'shofar, because the mitzvah of the day of Rosh Hashanah is to blow the shofar, and therefore we want the shofar to dominate, and therefore it's blown for a longer amount of time.